January 14, 2022. This is the final medical consultation. The medical consultation. The patient is Minerva Calzado, the age 40 years old. She is a female. The vital sign, the HFI 2, weight 166, blood pressure 121 over 75, pulse 81, respiration 15, temperature 92. The history of the present ill, this is 48 years old, female, who come today for final evaluation, who complete the medical care and therapy with good effort, comfort, response, and improve over the injury area. But the patient is still in pain, discomfort, spasm of the muscles, and limited run, and tendency exacerbate with normal daily activity. And the physical examination, the cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasm moderate, axon manoeuvre negative, Spurling manoeuvre negative, Hoffman manoeuvre negative, the thoracic spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasm moderate, tiger point T1, T9, the lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasm moderate. And the diagnosis is the cervical spine sprain strain with 5% of the partial impairment due to the left paracentral disc herniation at C5-C6 with my central canal stenosis and my bilateral neural foramen stenosis. The partial impairment is the 5%. The thoracic spine sprain strain with 2% of the partial impairment. The lumbar spine sprain strain 2% of the partial impairment. The right wrist sprain strain injury con 1% of the partial impairment. The left wrist sprain strain injury with 1% of the partial impairment. The left hip sprain strain injury con 1% of the partial impairment. The left knee sprain strain injury con 1% of the partial impairment. The right knee sprain strain injury with 1% of the partial impairment. The right ribs, the 1% of the partial impairment, and the left rib 1% of the partial impairment. And the treatment continue of Flexeril 10 mg one tablet at bedtime and ibuprofen 800 mg one tablet daily. The recommendation, the patient was advised to follow up with an orthopedic for treatment as needed. The education, the patient was instructed and counseled. After the evaluation of the medical record and diagnosis report, supporting clinical findings, the patient risk MMF today but remain on 16 partial impairment according to AMA guideline 5 edition and by DRE method. The patient is discharged today. The discussion with the patient, the improved the follow-up and the future follow-up, the time spent with the patient was 25 minutes.